from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So one of the theories that you and I quickly got into there was the idea of that if the Browns are interested in shopping Jameis Winston, whether or not that has anything to do with rattling the cage of Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and I think it's certainly possible.
Well, I do too, simply because I do think that was part of the rationale for Joe Flacco. I don't know if it was the entirety of the rationale. Like, guys, they might have just thought that Joe Flacco was washed and that they got the 6 best games that anyone's going to get under Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
That's a plausible thing. But I think one of the things that drives me crazy in life is when you try and explain somebody, you had this yesterday, trying to explain the big picture, the why.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
am I doing what I'm doing? And somebody goes, oh, because it's, and then they pick one of the things. It's like, no. I don't know if you heard the 25-minute explanation.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's a lot there.
Lots unpacked.
And dude, I don't know about you. In my life, there's usually 3 reasons why I make decisions. On any given thing, there's 3, it's never just one thing. And so with the Flacco thing, do I think the threat to Deshaun, could that have been a part of it? Yes. I still think it was probably that Joe was, that they were worried that Joe was maybe a little bit of a flash in a pan. But I'll say this. If the idea that Jameis, who's outgoing, who's fun, who's got all this energy, if the idea is that he is a threat to Deshaun Watson, and I'm saying from their standpoint.
All right, go ahead, say it for me, because I'm going to say the exact same thing.
This thing's cooked. There's not a shot in hell this is going to work out. If we're 3 years into this, and you're worried about Deshaun's psyche because of a backup quarterback, and again, I'm not saying that's the case, I'm just acknowledging that could be the possibility. If we're worried about the feelings or Deshaun's ability to maintain a locker room because somebody else has, I don't know, really good at talking in front of people, if that ever came out from this, it would cause me to lose, I mean, all remaining faith that I would have in Deshaun.
I mean, I already have a little concern that he's got rabbit ears and is a little bit, I mean, and there is, what's crazy about that, dude, is like, I know people in our business that are like at the top and they're still insecure. Like,
yep.
It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter whatever. It's just a character thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just there's something innate there that cannot be removed.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I never got the sense of that from Deshaun before everything happened with him. And it would be totally understandable if that were part of his process moving on from the suspension, the lawsuits, the coverage of, and how the narrative on him changed pretty much overnight once those allegations came out. At the same point, at some point, you got to move on from him. And again, I'm indulging this because I think we've all been doing a really good job at just looking the other way at our greatest fear. I certainly am. I don't want to dwell on the fact it might not work out with Deshaun because there's no get. Like, what? Why would we be doing that? Why is that the number one thing? If that's the only way you think of the Deshaun situation, right, is just inherently negative. There's no, well, okay, but that's not how life works. He's here for contractually the next 3 years. There's really no way to get out of it that isn't excruciating and cause you to tear down the whole damn team, which you're not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there are certain pathways we have, I don't want to say avoided, but we haven't hammered the way we would if we were more confident or honestly, if just everybody wasn't doing it.
That's right.
So, I don't think this is the case. I really don't. I would be shocked if Deshaun is such a shell of who he was as a human being, as a confident young athlete who at one point was right up there. Like, it wasn't Joe Burrow and Pat Mahomes. It was Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson were 2 of those guys knocking on the door of Brady, knocking on the door of Aaron Rodgers. But man, when any, I just don't think the optics of trading Jameis are simple or pleasant for Browns fans. Now, if we're gonna go one side of the coin, we should go to the other. If you do trade Jameis, maybe it's either showing maximum faith in DTR, right? Like the kid that he.
I think it's a mistake.
You might be right. And by the way, I don't know. I like when I say you might be right. I'm not pacifying you. Like, it's a risk. It is a real risk. But if it ends up being a positive thing about DTR, and here's the thing: one line of thinking might be, well, Jameis is better now. But if we have to break glass in case of emergency and go to another quarterback, if we have to play Jameis, we're just going to be doing the one year thing. And if we can go to DTR and he plays well, it gives you hope that you have a backup plan in case Deshaun doesn't work out. Meaning, if DTR has to play this year, he plays well, you keep winning. Well, that's something that can, you know, like if Jameis plays well, guys, he's going off to another team like Joe did. And probably Jameis is still young enough. He's probably going to be a starter again if he plays really well and the Browns go to the playoffs.
Correct.
So you'll have to replace him again next year. There is the idea of continuity if you feel that DTR is ready for that job. So I don't love the idea of trading Jameis. I think it is a significant risk, more so than trading Josh Dobbs a year ago, who had, I think, four good games and then kind of petered out. I think Jameis could, if you needed to, I think Jameis could. There'd be some warts there. Oh, boy, would there be some interceptions there. But I think
a lot of touchdowns too.
Yeah, I think Jameis could absolutely do what Joe did last year. I don't know DTR could do, but I can at least understand from the long term ramifications of having DTR in a position to play this year. But he better play well, because if you trade Jameis and we go back to where we were last year, where neither DTR or PJ Walker were quite ready to get to it. I mean, I'm not saying fire people, but do I think that immediately puts you on the hot seat in some way or another? Whether it's losing your job or just ratchets it up the pressure on you faster than it needs to, yeah, I think that is a fallout of moving on or picking the wrong of the two backup quarterbacks.
If like, this ultimately matters for this season, It's gonna be like dicey, don't you think? But less dicey if you have Jameis.
It's all dicey. We agree. But yeah, it feels less dicey if Jameis is there. What if they really don't like what they saw of Jameis, given that he did a lot of the work this offseason? Because that's another possible one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know, man. I'm Pepe Silvia right now. I am Charlie from Always Sunny. I've got another show
I haven't seen.
I've got a cork board. There's 1,000 conspiracy theories I have on this. I don't think it's something to panic over. And I think the immediate reaction to panic, probably a little too early. But it's definitely, let me put it this way. If you're the Cleveland Browns and you make this trade, if you were, let's say somebody comes along and gives you something stupid for Jameis, you probably have to do a good job of defending this one. And that means Kevin Stefanski is going to have to answer questions on this from what he saw from DTR and answer truthfully, not some cliche that doesn't pacify anyone. And I think Andrew Berry is going to want to get out in front of the media as well. I think there's a fair amount of Browns fans who start to feel really comfortable with Jameis because they can't feel comfortable with Deshaun until Deshaun stays healthy, or in their mind, until Deshaun plays well. But this is one of those things where, okay, you're trading a backup quarterback. How can it matter? To the average fan, to the fans out there looking for something to feel comfortable about going into the season, if you don't trust the starting quarterback and you look to a veteran backup, absolutely that can be something that makes you feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like a whoopee to a three-year-old, that absolutely can be something. This isn't a simple thing if the Browns decide to do this. I hope they know that. Which is wild that I'm saying that for a dude that's been here for 6 months.
How soon do you think they would make a move?
Well, I mean, you think something
here in the next hour?
You'd want to make it before four, right?
I would think so.
Because you're going to have to make a decision. You don't want to carry four quarterbacks or expose somebody you like to waivers because you're carrying four quarterbacks to make the trade a week from now. 216-474-0092. What would your reaction be if they decided that they got a good offer for Jameis Winston and decided to trade him? I better get a good explanation on that one. The price tag. What is the price for Jameis? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.